This is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. No one is holy like the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you. For is there any rock like our God? When I think of a huge rock, I recall my boyhood wonder standing at the base of Beacon Rock on the Washington side of the Columbia River. That huge, huge stone was over 800 feet high. Many times when you see pictures of the Columbia River, one of the scenes that are shown reflect the rock known as Beacon Rock. But there's nothing that can compare with our God. As large as it is, over 800 feet, our God stands so far above it. God created the entire world. Beacon Rock is smaller in the sight of God than a small grain of sand. No one is holy like the Lord. His holiness is so much more than the holiness of the most righteous person in all the world. When we try to think about how righteous we are, we see only the ugliness of our sin. When we come close to the Lord and realize, compared to His holiness, we are nothing. And it is the holiness of God that counts. It's not how righteous we are, for we all have come short of the glory of God. But He came to be our substitute, to pay the price for our sin. When we humbly kneel before our Lord and say, Lord, I am nothing. I am a sinful, lost human. I need your salvation. I need you to be the one who was my rock, who will stand in my place, who will give me the steadfastness that I need. Oh, that we might see the holiness of God and recognize that He desires to be the one who will take our place and give us eternity in our heart. I can hardly wait for the day when I look upon the face of my Savior and realize, oh, as much as I love Him, He loves me even more than I can even comprehend. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving us your salvation. And as we come into your presence, Lord, we want to lift our praises to you. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, always be acceptable, Lord, because we want to be received by you, humbly confessing our unrighteousness to receive your righteousness. We pray, Lord, that you might be constantly with us in this day and every moment of this day, that we would think about you and praise you and enjoy your presence. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.